News Talk ZB, it is now 19 past 5. Well, an APM motel has come under fire for telling high-profile escort Lisa Lewis she wasn't welcome to come back because she's a... I beg your pardon? Ah, OK, we'll get her in a moment. She wasn't welcome to come back because she is a sex worker. Lewis says she spent the night at the Quality Inn Napier with a friend and wasn't there to work, calling it discrimination and disappointing. Shortly we will speak with Chris Hintz, who's the Regional Manager of Hospitality New Zealand, but Lisa Lewis is with me. Evening, Lisa, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Can you just go over, if you will, what happened exactly?
So I stayed at the Quality Inn Napier, and I left about midnight, came back to Hamilton. I rang them in the morning as a courtesy call to let them know that their key was in their room, and I also, while I was on the same phone call, I asked about other rooms. Is there any other rooms with more bedrooms, kitchen, bigger rooms? And the lady on the phone, Jackie, turned around and said, well, actually, you wouldn't be welcome back. And I said, well, why? And I was kind of confused, and like completely confused, to be honest. And she said, we don't allow sex workers in our hotel. And I, to be honest, I just froze, because I was like, you know, this is, you know, I was immediately thinking this is discrimination for start. Secondly, I wasn't even in Napier working. I am a sex worker, yes. But the fact that I'm getting told I'm not welcome just because I'm a sex worker, I was pretty much speechless.
Do you think the fact that you left at midnight, the motel may have thought you were conducting business?
It'd be the opposite. If you're a sex worker, generally you'd be working all night. And they made comments. They made comments like they said they had a phone call at 8 o'clock from a unknown individual male that said I was sex working out of their premises. And my argument was to them, did he provide a room number? And she said, no, he did not. I said, well, that tells you that could have been anybody calling. That could be anybody, any hater. And then she ended up saying that the health cleaner found something in the rubbish bin. And, you know, I'm like, well, do health cleaners, do you have to take your rubbish from hotels now? You know,
okay, like, all right. So what is your problem with this? They're a business. They can tell who they like to bugger off, if I can put it that way.
I think the issue I have is, you know, regardless of one's skin colour, regardless of one's religion, regardless of what an individual does for a job, what they've done is discrimination. And discrimination is, you know, frowned upon anywhere in the world. And, you know, the fact that I've been in the adult industry for 19 years and this one hotel in Napier, Quality Inn, and Napier has, you know, said I'm not welcome, not because I was sex working, but because I'm a sex worker.
Right, yeah, okay. So why is that discrimination? You are conducting a business in a private hotel room. Why is that discrimination?
Okay, let me put it to you this way. Rugby teams stay at hotels all the time. What's the difference between them staying and conducting? They're paid sports athletes. They're conducting business.
No. Hold on. They play rugby on the footy field. You're conducting business in another person's premises.
Okay, let me put it in another aspect then. Babysitters come into hotels and they babysit people's children in the room. They're conducting business.
That's a kind of a shallow argument, don't you think?
Not really.
You see, the motel, the customers that the motel has, they might not like seeing this kind of thing going on at the motel. And the motel may have good reason to ban this type of activity. What do you make of that?
When you go to a beauty therapy place, I don't think the shop next door knows what an individual is doing in the room in terms of are they getting a Brazilian and waxing their private area? Are they just getting a body massage? You know, everyone's entitled to have their own personal space of what they do in the closure of, you know, the room. A room, and as far as I'm concerned, what's the difference between one person going in the room and having sex to a couple going in the room and having sex?
Well, because you're conducting a couple going and having sex is not a commercial transaction. Yours is, as I said before, it's in a private establishment.
But I was in Napier not conducting business.
Yeah, but they don't know that, do they? But you want to book the room to conduct a sexual transaction, don't you?
No, I was ringing back to book a family trip. That's why I was asking about the room and what's the one with the largest room, because it was actually a child's birthday party.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on the program. We'll get a response to this in just a moment. That is Lisa Lewis. It is now 5:24. It is now 5:27. So back to the sex workers working in motels and whether, in fact, the business has the right to ban them. Chris Hintz is Regional Manager, Hospitality New Zealand. And hello, Chris. So you listen to that. So what do you make of this? Does the motel have a right to refuse people?
Yeah, look, motels and hotels actually do have a right to refuse people based on any number of grounds. Obviously, as Lisa has raised, they can't discriminate in breach of the Human Rights Act. Now, the Human Rights Act does it specifies certain grounds. We're familiar with most of them, obviously race, colour, creed, religion, and marital status, sexual persuasion, and employment. So they can't, you know, you have to be careful, obviously, in that space. But when it comes to sex workers, it's not just the employment status that we're talking about. It's here, it's actually operating a business out of a motel or a hotel room. And I think you touched on it before.
Right, yeah, conducting a business.
Operating a business.
Yeah.
So if anyone's operating a business, whether that be, you know, they've set up a pop-up shop to sell shoes or makeup or perfume or something, then the increased foot traffic is going to be disturbing the neighbours in the motel. And so if a motel or a hotel wants to maintain a quiet, family-friendly or just a quiet ambience, then they really don't want that increased foot traffic. And so it's not unusual for motels or hotels to say, well, we just don't want anyone operating a business. Now, that doesn't mean that anyone who's travelling for business shouldn't stay there. I myself travel for business quite a bit, so not unusual for me to be tapping away on my laptop of an evening. I'm not obviously having a lot of customers come to me. So it's all about the customers coming to visit.
And as far as the quality in Napier, it's possible. In fact, I believe it's probable. It's positive for business, this story, actually. Positive.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure where you're going with that one. Now, that's the other thing.
Well, a lot of customers don't want hookers working in the room next door. I mean, that's about as simple as that. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that comes down to what the style of the business is. So some motels absolutely welcome it as a valid part of industry, and some don't.
Right,
okay. And that's absolutely valid.
Chris, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I got to move on, and I appreciate your help. That is Chris Hintz, who is Regional Manager with Hospitality New Zealand. It is now 5:29.